I'm Mike Grace for ECNN. Today is Tuesday, December 1st. Authorities in Isard County are investigating a plane crash there yesterday. The plane flying through the county disappeared from radar in the Franklin area Monday afternoon. Isard County authorities and first responders were dispatched to an area between Highway 289 and California Drive in Franklin shortly before 3 p.m. An emergency beacon alerting from the downed aircraft made the search area known, and another plane searched for wreckage. Isard County Chief Deputy Charlie Melton and officers, first responders, and Horseshoe Bend Rescue met across from AJ's Automotive on Highway 289 to begin the ground search. At 4:15, ground search personnel found the wreckage in a wooded area behind California Drive. The pilot and a passenger were killed in the accident. At this time, the names of the deceased have not been released. The pair were flying through the area on the way to Walnut Ridge, according to their flight plan. A witness called 911 after seeing a low-flying plane in the area and hearing a loud boom. According to authorities at the scene, several calls were received from local residents that heard the loud boom. State police are investigating the accident, and the FFA will be on the scene today to investigate the cause. According to the Arkansas Department of Health website on Monday afternoon, there have been 1,112 new confirmed COVID-19 cases in Arkansas since Sunday. Brings the total to 157,359 in the natural state. Number of deaths increased by 21 to 2,502. Hospitalizations were up by 33 to 1,063. And COVID patients on ventilators was up by 2 to 211 statewide. The ADH reports active COVID cases decreased by 58 to 16,410. Number of COVID patients that have recovered is up by 1,824. Over 138,000 people have recovered. The state's positivity rate as of Monday afternoon, 8.2%. In the county-by-county numbers, Sharp County is reporting 120 active cases with 13 deaths. Fulton County has 66 active cases with 12 deaths. Isard County, 64 with 6 deaths. In Missouri, the number of COVID cases is approaching the 300,000 mark, with the number of cases reaching 299,762 as of Monday. The death toll in Missouri is at 3,829. Hospitalizations stand at 2,498. Number of COVID patients on ventilators in Missouri, 339. Missouri's positivity rate is at 20%. Oregon County is reporting 394 cases, but no deaths. Howell County has 1,597 cases, 28 deaths. Ozark cases are at 298 with 2 deaths. Douglas County currently has 442 cases reported, 15 deaths. Texas County, 697 with 8 deaths. And Shannon County, 340 cases and reports 9 deaths. The Missouri Senate is expected to vote on a proposed $1.27 billion supplemental budget today in Jefferson City. The full Senate will convene about 4 o'clock this afternoon. The money will provide additional resources to respond to COVID. The supplemental budget includes funding for school nutrition programs, job training grants, and it also includes $1 million for witness protection funding. State Representative Peter Meredith of St. Louis is urging the Senate to add funding for daycares across the state, warning that many of them are suffering financially. If the Senate approves the budget as is, it would go straight to the governor's desk. If any changes are made, the budget would go to a conference committee. On Monday, just after midnight, officers with the West Plains Police Department were dispatched to the Walmart Supercenter for a report of a trailer on fire. When officers arrived, the West Plains Fire Department was working to put out the Flame Engulfed box trailer on the north end of the parking lot. Officers spoke to witnesses on scene, but were unable to determine how that fire started or who started the fire. One witness did report seeing a person in dark-colored hoodie walking toward the trailer, but did not see them enter the trailer. Then about 2:07 Monday morning, officers responded back to Walmart for a report of a male stating that he had started the fire in the trailer. When officers arrived at Walmart, they made contact with a male identified as 21-year-old Jack Sergius Friel. Officers reported that Friel admitted to them he had set the trailer on fire. Officers arrested Friel and transported him to the West Plains Police Department, placed him on a 24-hour hold pending formal charges from the Howell County Prosecuting Attorney. Formal charges were filed yesterday by the Howell County Prosecuting Attorney's Office for one count of property damage in the first degree and knowingly burning or exploding. Friel was transported to the Howell County Jail with a $5,000 cash or corporate security bond. Well, beginning on Wednesday, a significant change will start in the process of dismissing West Plains Middle School students. Parent pickup will occur on the east side of the middle school building. Parent lineup will navigate through the soccer parking lot. Students will begin loading out at the FEMA gym area on the lower level. Pickup procedures were modified to help improve the safety of the students as they leave the middle school campus. The middle school will also begin holding students who walk to and from school until 3:45. Parents who drop students off for practice should use the front entrance. The middle school will not dismiss students from the front entrance until the walkers are dismissed at 3:45. Preliminary data from the Missouri Department of Conservation shows that young hunters ages 6 to 15 harvested 3,899 deer during Missouri's late youth portion of the deer hunting season. It was held this past weekend. Of the 3,899 deer harvested, 1,433 were antlered bucks, 520 were button bucks, 1,946 were does. Top counties for the late youth portion, Osage, with 90 deer harvested. Last year's harvest total for the late portion of the hunt was 1,950. Good job by the youngsters. Well, the largest annual fundraiser for the Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary Club continues tonight. The Rotary Radio Auction started last evening and runs every evening this week through Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. You can hear it on K-Country 95 Radio and AM 1290 FM 103.7 The Gift. City of Ash Flat, Arkansas invites everyone out to their annual Christmas parade coming up this Saturday. The parade will begin at 4:30. The theme for this year, a cartoon Christmas. And the West Plains Chamber of Commerce has scheduled their annual Christmas parade for Saturday, December 12th. Entry forms are available now at the chamber office. You must pre-register your floats or to be in the parade. No walk-up entries will be allowed. I'm Mike Crace for ECNN. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live now on your Amazon Alexa, Echo, or Dot device.